kill the bitch? Did you?
But I'm about to kill this bitch. I'm about to fuck in the ear. Blow her brains out because I'm the goddamn juggernaut, bitch. I'm a breaking hell.
It's over 9,000!
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Try my best not to clear my throat while I'm recording this. Yes, I could just pause and clear my throat, but I don't feel like it. You know why? Because I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel, and I'll never be any good. Yeah, that's how I roll sometimes. How are y'all doing? Hope you're doing fantastic. Beautiful day here in Los Angeles. It's hazy, but I keep seeing sunlight. And you know why I see so much sunlight? Because my bed is now facing the windows. I moved my living room around yesterday. Moved it around completely and cleaned and sprayed leeches and orange scented cleaners and vacuumed and did like Cinderella and got on my hands and knees and scrubbed the floor and just made it look all fantabulous. It looks so much better in here. I'm very happy about my living room right now. What I wasn't happy about was smashing the shit out of my finger when I was moving this 2,000 pound television. For years I believed that TVs do not need all of stuff that's inside of them. Because when I was little, I used to take shit apart and put it back together and always had stuff left over, but things still worked out perfectly fine. And I'm starting to think, and no, I'm not starting to think, I've been believing that inside, if you crack open the television, there's nothing but rocks in there. There's nothing but big-ass rocks and weights and boulders and pieces of stuff that does not need to be in there to make these things heavy as shit. So I'm moving this TV, and this TV weighs over 70 pounds. And it's not even, don't think this is like some 45-inch television, mind you. This is just an old TV, and it's just big as shit. Now, I was moving it off a smaller shelf because it was like, like if you're sitting down, you can look right across the room and watch the television level. But now I got this damn thing up higher. So I had to lift it, and as I'm bringing it down, the damn thing comes right down on my index finger on my left hand. Now, there's no way to lift this thing at this point. There's no way to lift it because with my right hand, I'm still trying to shove it like completely onto the shelf, and it's on top of my left hand. So I end up pushing it back with my damn forehead to like move it back onto the shelf while pulling my finger out, which pretty much scraped the skin off my left finger. So it looks like my middle finger's auditioning for Night of the Living Dead or something. Otherwise, I'm fine. It feels much better than it did yesterday. But yeah, enough about that gory nonsense. Seriously, everybody, really, really cool week so far. It's been a really good week. Hung out with Alex's goofy ass. We went all over the damn place. We were hanging out at the Grove, judging people in their wardrobe, which is very fun to do. You ain't lived until you sat somewhere with me and judged other people's wardrobes, by the way. And me and Alex, over time, it appears our choice of women has grown. There's a greater chasm between what Alex finds attractive and what I find attractive. Because we pretty much have the opposite taste in women. There's very few women we can both agree on. Like, very few. There's, like, probably two women that we agree on are attractive. This bastard likes, like, super bony-ass tiny women. He likes women that are lighter than him. Because, Alex, you're a skinny son of a bitch, and you know this. I like women that they look like they could hurt me. Like, there's a threat of me being broken in half if I end up having sex with them. That's the kind of women I want. I like big women. I like women who are just dangerous. I don't want no petite little delicate flower. I'm a delicate flower. You can't have a delicate flower, like two delicate flowers together. It doesn't work. If you put two delicate flowers together, you know what happens? Nothing. That's what happens. So you can't have the two of the damn things together. So me and Alex and his friend, I believe his name's Robert. I might be totally fucking that up. But me, Alex, and his friend were hanging out, and we were at the Grove. We went to Hollywood. We were on Sunset. Where else did we go? We went to Panda Express, and they got some horrible-ass food, while I got me some cheap Burger King and enjoyed it thoroughly. We went to Home Depot for a moment. Yeah, we were just going all over the damn place, and it was really cool. It was really fun, and I'm glad his goofy ass is back in Los Angeles. Yay. So everyone can look forward to us recording movies and TV shows. Hopefully, because seeing as how his ass was here last time, we didn't do any of those things. But maybe this time it'll work out for the better. Now, this episode's going to be kind of all over the place. It's not going to be the doom and gloom episode like I had last time. Like, I keep doing these damn articles about people dying and parents throwing fucking hot water on people and stuff. This is not going to be about that in this episode. In this episode, I actually have some listener questions. People ask questions this time. I have a list of all the damn TV shows that are getting canceled. This shit's crazy, but it's funny because it's a lot of shows I just don't watch. I don't watch these shows at all, so yeah. And they got this one story. I don't know if you heard about this, but this chick in Glendale with this whole kidnap conspiracy shit she made up. I don't know. They showed this on the news, and everybody was going crazy looking for this little girl. Like, everybody was just like, where the fuck is this girl? She's 22. She's no little girl, by the way. But you all know how I am. I'll call a 22-year-old a little girl and, like, a 45-year-old woman a chick. So none of it makes any sense. But this chick out of Glendale, a Glendale woman who authorities say ran away to avoid telling her family she dropped out of college, may be charged with lying to police about being kidnapped. Merced police plan to submit a report to prosecutors this week against Nancy Salas for filing a false police report. Lieutenant Andrew Matthews says a 22-year-old probably would face only a misdemeanor that carries up to a year in jail. Wow! You know she's not going to spend a day in jail, by the way. Salas vanished from her home May 12th, prompting a wide search. She was found a day later some 300 miles away in Central California. She told Merced police she'd been kidnapped and sexually assaulted, but recanted to Glendale police. Authorities say she fled to avoid telling her parents she dropped out of UCLA more than a year ago. A call to Salas' brother, Henry, was not immediately returned. Now, I remember hearing about this story, and I remember hearing about the kidnapping. I was just like, oh, here we go with these damn girls getting kidnapped again. Why would she go with the damn kidnapping lie? We already know from that whole runaway bride nonsense that you can't do that. You can't be lying about getting kidnapped. And why would you say I got kidnapped and sexually assaulted? Because then they start busting out the rape kits and testing you and shit. So why would you bring science into the equation? Like, you can bring detective work into equation and have them looking for these magical kidnappers that don't exist, but don't bring the damn sexual stuff into it. That's why would you want them swabbing your hay now? No, don't do that. You don't make up that lie. You don't make up that part of the story. Make up the kidnapping and just leave it at that. And I love she came up with this elaborate ass story and vanished 300 fucking miles away just because she didn't want to tell her parents she had dropped out of school. Do your parents, are they going to punch you in the face? Like, what are you so afraid of that you will make up a story saying, I was kidnapped and raped just so you cannot tell them that you have not been going to school for the last damn year? You know what you say? You say, you know what? I know that, you know, I'm first person family or whatever shit to go to school. No, she's not going to say it just like this. This is just how I would say it because I'm stupid like that. This is why I didn't go to college. I would say, you know what? I know it sucks that I'm like the first person family to go to college. I was in UCLA, but, you know, I did bad and I got kicked out or I dropped out. For last year, I've been bullshitting all of you. I have not. So what have you been doing? You know what? Let's not get into details. Let's just say I have not been going to school. I wonder what the fuck she has been doing for this whole year. A year is a kind of a long time, actually, to be living a lie of saying that you've been going to school and you actually have not. I wonder what she's up to. Maybe she was hooking. Not like playing hooky. I'm talking about hooking. Like, maybe she's doing the whole hooker thing. Who knows? That's disgusting. And then for this damn list of television shows, I love this because seriously, there's so many of these shows I don't watch. I won't read the list of ones that are renewed. They have a list. It says renewed, likely to live, bubble, dying, canceled. Now for ABC, the list of shows that are canceled are Hank, Ugly Betty, Scrubs, The Deep End, The Forgotten, Better Off Ted, Flash Forward, Romantically Challenged, and Happy Town. Happy Town hasn't even debuted, and that's already canceled. Romantically Challenged, haven't heard of. Flash Forward's been sucking for quite some time. Better Off Ted, that's canceled. I'm not surprised because the first few episodes of that were funny, but then the rest it just dropped off. The Forgotten, I don't know. The Deep End, what's that? Scrubs stopped being funny years ago. Ugly Betty, never watched. Hank, what the fuck is Hank? CBS is a channel of nothing but shows I don't watch. I never turn to Channel 2 except to watch Craig Ferguson. But the list of shows canceled: Three Rivers, Accidentally on Purpose, Cold Case, Gary Unmarried, Ghost Whisperer, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Numbers, and Miami Medical. I had no idea Ghost Whisperer was still on the air. That show's still on? Damn. On the CW network, canceled show Melrose Place. All the rest of their shows are all teeny shows, like teenage shows. It's like Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, 90210, Smallville, Supernatural, America's Next Top Model, Life Unexpected, and One Tree Hill. So those shows are all safe on CW. On Fox, canceled 24, Dollhouse, Past Life, Till Death, Brothers, Sons of Tucson. Sons of Tucson is fucking terrible. Thank God they yanked that show off the air. 24, whatever. Dollhouse, I had no idea that was still on. I don't know what Past Life is. Till Death, I think that's the show with Ray Romano's brother. That's gone. And Brothers, I don't know what that is. On NBC, Law & Order, Mercy, Trauma, and Heroes are gone. Thank God they finally took Heroes off. I wish they had done it after the first season so I could have fond memories of it. Heroes to me is like The Matrix. Like, the second and third Matrix was just so shit-tacular, I wish I had stopped watching it at the first one. If I had just watched the first Matrix and just left it at that, I'd have been totally fine. But I didn't. I went and saw the second and third movies, and now I feel like an ass because now I can't even enjoy the first one as much. With Heroes, the first season was awesome. It was amazing. And then the rest of the seasons were just so shitty, it made absolutely no sense. My God, that was a terrible, terrible way to end that show. And when I say canceled, I mean canceled. You remember how shows used to do where they'd film all these episodes, and then, like, if the show got canceled, kind of like Firefly, I believe? You could just, in that show Prophet that used to come on Channel 11 years ago with Adrian Pascar, who also is on Heroes. Maybe he's a curse. Maybe he's the Jump the Shark itch. Maybe he's a new Ted McGinley. For those of you who don't know who Ted McGinley is, look him up. He's been on a lot of shows that have been canceled. But maybe that's the connection between the two things. But yeah, like I was saying, with these shows, they don't do that thing anymore where they film all these episodes and you can rent them later on DVD and like, oh, that's what happens at the end of the show. No, Heroes is canceled. They're like, cut, that's a wrap, fuck it. No, we don't care what storylines you got going on right now. We are stopping this because it costs way too much money for a show that's not turning a profit. So why? So I'm going to take me a quick break, play some music. Once again, don't know what the hell I'll be playing, so you all be as surprised as I am when you hear the song. And I'll talk to you all in a minute with my listener questions.
Those who died are justified. you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I wanna do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Motherfucker!
I say, damn, that's the soundtrack. That's what you'll hear when you arrive in hell. That's what we'll be playing. Oh my God, that's the extended version. That's the radio version that they don't play because that whole fuck you, I won't do what you told me stuff. They won't play it on the radio, but I will. You know why? Because like I said earlier, I'm a rebel and I'll never be any good. Seriously, I'm terrible. But okay, like I said, I got listener questions. Yeah, I got some from Alex. Alex, the white shadow, the white shadow, damn it. Got Alex, got one question from him, and I got some from Hazel. So let me answer these questions in order. Let's get to this. Hazel asks, excluding Hitler, what historical figure would you like to kick the crap out of? Gandhi. I would whoop Gandhi's ass. See, everybody think Gandhi all nice and Gandhi's all polite. He's a saint, and Gandhi did nothing but good stuff, and he was a non-warring man, and he was very peaceful and led a peaceful life. That ain't true. Gandhi used to force enemas on people. I read about this. This shit's for real. Y'all can look it up. Gandhi used to force enemas on people. You know what it would take to force an enema on me? I've already talked about how hard it would be to get me to suck your dick if I was in jail or something. So seriously, if you really wanted to force an enema on me, man, you'd have to strap me down, knock me out. You'd have to knock me out so I couldn't clench my ass cheeks, because I'd clench them so hard I'd stick coal up my ass and make diamonds. There'd be no way in hell you're going to force an enema on me. So I'd like to do that. Plus, Gandhi looks fast. Like, he looks like it wouldn't be just like one knockout punch and Gandhi's gone. It looked like Gandhi would just be like a spider monkey, and that would be fun. So yes, the other historical figure I would like to fight would be Gandhi. And then Hazel's next question. While we're on the subject of history, is there any historical battle you'd have liked to have participated in? Yes. No specific one, okay? I don't want to say, ooh, I want to go and fight in a civil war or something. I don't want to say I want to go, ooh, I want to fight in World War II or Vietnam or anything like that. I want to fight in a historical battle before, like, gunpowder and guns were used, and I'd show up just armed to the teeth. Like, I'd have just all kind of weapons and shit ready to just go. That's the war I want to fight in. I want to fight in a war where they just still using arrows and throwing rocks at each other and shit, and like catapults. I want to show up with like guns and knives and grenades and shit, like stuff they ain't never seen before, and just whoop both sides' ass. That's what I do. I look like those crazy ass sons of bitches who did that North Hollywood bank thing where they were just armed completely. See, Hazel, I don't know if you know about that, but years ago in North Hollywood here in California, they had this thing where these guys robbed this bank, and the cops could not beat these guys because they were completely covered in bulletproof stuff, and they were using bullets, like armor-piercing bullets, so the cops got their asses whooped. Funny enough, like a add-on to that story is that one of the dudes who got killed, his mother tried to sue the police department for killing her son. Yeah, go figure. So yes, no specific historical battle, but I would love to just go back in time and just whoop people's asses because they're completely unprepared for me. I guess that's the best way to put it. Now, young Alex's question. Worst Superman movie? Prior Superman 3, the weird cellophane Superman 2 moment, or the obvious Superman Returns? AMC is having a marathon. Quite epic, to say the least. You know what? When I was little, I liked the first Superman movie because Christopher Reeves looked like Superman. Like, he actually looked like Superman, but those movies are fucking terrible. Like, I love the flight scenes, but the stories, if you go back and watch those movies just for the story alone, Superman movies were bad. They were really bad, and they were really fucking terrible. So to pick the worst one, I liked Superman 2 just because the people from the Phantom Zone were in it. And I liked the Phantom Zone people because they're like evil versions of Superman. I liked them. I will not discuss Superman with Richard Pryor. I will not discuss the one with that nuclear dude with the glowy-ass outfit. Was that Superman 3 as well, or was that Superman 4? And Superman Returns, oh my god. Superman Returns was fucking horrible, and I'm mad I saw that in the theater. Had Bryan Singer's monkey-ass abandon the X-Men franchise and let that drop into the shitter just so he could make a terrible-ass Superman movie that no one ended up liking. I haven't met one person that liked that last Superman movie. Seriously, that movie is like universally just a terrible fucking movie. It was like Bryan Singer just left X-Men. He was just like, I'm going to take you, Superman. I'm going to bend you over and I'm going to give it to you good. And Superman was just all like, no, Bryan Singer, not like this. And he ruined the whole fucking franchise. They're supposed to be doing another reboot of it where Christopher Nolan is connected to it. But honestly, I'm not sure if there's a way to make a decent Superman movie anymore. I don't have any more faith in it. I'm not going to even watch it. Even if it comes out with Christopher Nolan being attached to it, I'm still not going to see the movie just because I'm just done. It's like, fuck you, Superman. You've had 100 chances to, you know, do shit right and you haven't. Even with the Superman cartoons, I love them for the art. But the Superman cartoons weren't even, like, super awesome. Superman's cool when Batman's in. Like the Justice League cartoons or those World's Finest and things like that, then Superman becomes interesting. Otherwise, Superman sucks ass. And picking the worst of those movies is like trying to figure out, you know, which one of your turds is the darkest. It's very difficult to figure that out. So thank you, young Alex, for your question. And then Hazel had a last question. Why did you find yourself hating Carrie by the end of Sex and the City TV series? Now, for those of you who don't know, I watched the entire show of Sex and the City, and I refused to watch either of the movies, that first one or that shitty second one, where we keep seeing billboards all over Los Angeles with them airbrushing the shit out of Sarah Jessica Parker, where she doesn't even look like the same human anymore. They've all smoothed out all of her muscles and shit so she doesn't look as, like, almost dying as she actually does. So I'm sick of that shit. As for the TV show, there were the four characters on the TV show, and my favorite one was not Samantha. Everybody loves Samantha. My favorite one was not Carrie, of course, because I couldn't stand Carrie. It wasn't Charlotte, even though physically Charlotte was my favorite one, especially after this one episode where they showed her jogging. They showed her jogging down the street, and she had these tight-ass leggings on. I was just like, oh my god, where'd she get all that booty from? My favorite character is actually Miranda. Miranda was my favorite character on that show, and it's because out of all of them, she was the most reasonable, and her neuroses was as close to my neuroses when it came to sex and relationships and shit. But Carrie, the whole time they kept making it seem like she was looking for love and all this other bullshit in the movie, where it turned out she was just looking for money, and she should have just stayed with Mr. Big the whole time. So I was really pissed off at that TV show and the way it ended, and I was so happy when Aiden got away from her horsey-looking ass. When Aiden got away from her, I was so pleased and so happy. And I love that episode where she bumped into him and he turned around, he had a fucking baby strapped to his chest, and I was like, in your face. He moved on with his life. So I'm actually pissed that when I was watching the trailer for the movie, for the Sex and the City 2, that he's in it again and she's like looking at him all lovingly and shit. It's like, no, fuck you. You got with Mr. Big. You stay with Mr. Big. All she wanted was money. That was throughout the whole show. That's what she was all into, you know, buy clothes and buy shoes and all this other bullshit. And she just fucked around with Aiden and just ruined that. And there was the other dude that she was dating. I can't remember this fucking actor's name, but it was a dude with the motorcycle. And she was dating him and that shit didn't work out. And I was just like, okay, she's just fucking up perfectly fine relationships just to end up with this asshole. And remember when Mr. Big, oh my God, remember the episode where she confronted Mr. Big's, was he married to the woman at the time or somebody he was dating? And she fell down the stairs and chipped her front tooth. That was fucked up. So yeah. That's my view on Sex and the City and why I don't like Carrie. I don't like her because she represents everything that's wrong with a particular type of woman. But everybody just looks at her and like, oh, she's so fabulous and this and that. Her clothes may be fabulous, but her physically is not fabulous. She is not a fabulous looking person. She's a very horsey looking person. She's like, if you think of a person with a horse face, she's the first person that pops into my mind. And she's not a fantastic actress. Like, I've seen her in other movies, and Sarah Jessica Parker is a really bad actress. So, okay, I need to stick on the subject because I'm attacking the actual person, not the character. I don't like Carrie Bradshaw. There. Damn it. And then I'm getting a damn phone call in the middle of my show from Josh Smith, who I'll have to decline for the moment and talk to in a moment. So let me wrap up my episode. I hope everybody had fun. I know I did. Thanks, Alex and Hazel, for asking your listener questions. And everybody have an awesome-ass week. It's already Wednesday, getting towards the end of the week. And I'll talk to you all soon. Rockets.
Thank you, Bullet Bill. Thank you for shuffling me out of this fucking mortal coil, you cock.